TV viewers will get a fresh look at The Walking Dead's zombie apocalypse on Sunday when cable channel AMC unveils a spin-off series called Fear the Walking Dead. NPR TV critic Eric Deggan says the new show is a lot like its subject, moving ahead slowly with an uncertain end.
It's the question The Walking Dead has never really answered. What happened? AMC's new spin-off series, Fear the Walking Dead, doesn't answer that question, but it does bring viewers into the world right as the zombie apocalypse begins. Take this scene from the first episode. Heroin addict Nick Clark comes down off his high, only to find friend Gloria crouched over dead bodies in a horrifying situation.
Because there was blood. Yeah, and it's all over her mouth. You know, then she came to me. She was eating them.
We viewers know she's eating them because she's a zombie, or a walker in this world, where the word zombie is never uttered. In Fear the Walking Dead, Nick is the most dysfunctional member of a turbulent blended family that includes a stepfather and others who must work together to survive. Nick's mother is a guidance counselor at the local high school, where she runs into the only kid who seems to really know what's going on.
No one's going to college. No one's doing anything they think they are.
What? What are you talking about?
They don't know if it's a virus or a microbe. They don't know, but it's spreading.
You need to...
People are killing.
You need to spend less time online.
Actually, they should all probably spend a lot more time online. Because before long, Mom learns the hard way that certain glassy-eyed, shambling people have suddenly developed a taste for human flesh all across Los Angeles. Fans might worry the spinoff will, cannibalize The Walking Dead's audience. But zombie shows are everywhere on TV, and these two programs couldn't be more different. Fear the Walking Dead does have an irritating habit of building tension by withholding information normal people would share. For example, when a friend of Nick's sister Alicia gets ill, Nick and his mother have already seen and killed a zombie. But do they tell Alicia they already know about zombies? Of course not. Which leads to a fight when Alicia won't listen to her mother.
Alicia, move away from him. People are getting sick. It could be contagious.
If he hasn't, I haven't.
I'm going to call 911 from the car.
Okay, I'll wait for them.
No, go outside.
Mom!
Don't do this.
What the hell are you doing? Are you psychotic?
How hard would it have been to say, we think he's turning into a zombie? Fear the Walking Dead may also repeat the Mothership series' early problems with diversity. Without dishing spoilers, let's just say the body count for black men is pretty high in the first two episodes. Ultimately, the plot ambles along so slowly, Fear the Walking Dead feels more like a thin knockoff than an inspired idea. Let's hope the storytelling picks up soon to keep this spinoff from turning into another TV zombie that needs to get put down. I'm Eric Deggans.